From the beginning of January until Easter, and Easter Sunday is the 4th of April, we'll be looking at events in the life of Jesus as recorded in Luke's Gospel. And there are two main reasons for doing this. It is good and important to take time to reflect again on Jesus, who he is, what he has done, and who he calls us to be. And along with others in Love Crew, we've just distributed 10,000 copies of Luke's Gospel around the town. And so it seems an ideal opportunity to spend time reflecting on it. We could invite those who have received the Gospel and were interested in them to find out more. We are not going to be able to engage with the whole Gospel, so we're choosing some passages that build up a picture about Jesus, that show us some of the key things he did in his life, that remind us of what it means to follow him, that speak about the impact of his death and resurrection. And we'll be doing this in all services, including family services. And the passage chosen reflect on different stages in the ministry of Jesus, how it began, his time in Galilee, his last journey to Jerusalem, his time in Jerusalem, including his trial, crucifixion, and resurrection. And they've also been chosen to demonstrate different aspects of the life, character, and ministry of Jesus. As we look again at this familiar story, let's be open to new revelations about Jesus and how he calls us to live. And if you want to read around and spend time studying Luke's Gospel on your own, what a great thing to do. Here are some ideas of resources to look at, and there'll be links to all of these in the Spark series. The Bible Project has produced two videos giving an overview of Luke's Gospel. Well worth looking at. Leon Morris's commentary on Luke is a good way to explore the text in more detail. Tom Wright's commentary looks at each section and provides some useful insight, ideal for daily reading. Kenneth Bailey's Poet and Peasant provides a detailed look at the parables in Luke, somewhat more in depth, and encourages us to think again about what Jesus meant in the powerful stories he told. As we think again about the life and work of Jesus, let's pray that God, through his Spirit, will reveal something more of his Son to us, and that we will grow in our relationship with him.